Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shalom Bayis, Shir number 617. We're in the Sefer, the Do's and Don'ts of Staying Happily Married by Reb Chaim Morgenstern, Chapter 3, which is entitled Strengthening the Marriage Bond. And he talks about four building blocks of love, the first one being recognize your spouse's virtues. We discussed before that Yitzchak's love of Rivka was established after marriage, even though he heard from Eliezer about the Chesed and he saw those simanim that left when Sarah was nifter, come back when Rivka entered the tent, but his true ahava came afterwards by observing her sterling, beautiful qualities. And that is a natural attraction when one is connected to the beautiful midas of the other. And that is awakened in spite of the fact that there are certain faults or differences that a person may possess. And that is a responsibility of all of us. Each of us needs to be aware of our own husbands and wives' virtues and not to allow negative traits to drown out the positive ones. The same goes with Hakaras HaTayiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We all have challenges in life, and our tendency is to focus on them to a point where it drowns out the myriad of endless chasadim that Hashem shines upon us even while we have these challenges, and we tend to zoom in on the negative versus the positive. And we need to reverse that trend through Emunah, through Betachin, through Hakaras HaTayiv, and that makes the challenge all the more so easier, more bearable, and not only that, you feel Hashem within the challenge when you focus on the positive. And that is the key over here. We need to remind ourselves of the times when we did notice more our spouse's virtues, why we married them in the first place often. And what happens is, what people don't realize is that by being together, they can uncover new traits, beautiful, good new traits, that they didn't realize that their spouse had from before, even after many, many years. You see, we tend to do this only with the negative. This is the way people talk, unfortunately. I thought I knew my wife. I thought I knew my husband. Now I see all the ugliness come out, they say, and they didn't discover more unpleasantness within them. And that's where our focus, unfortunately, is. It's human nature. But we have to get rid of that and do the reverse. We could, after many years even, if we dig deep and we look deeper into the specialness of each neshama, and you treat your husband and wife the right way, the way Hashem wants you to treat them, then you will see beautiful qualities, beautiful midas being uncovered. The Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karoy, was the author of the Shulchan Aruch, and he was worthy to have a malach, an angel called the Magid, come to reveal secrets of the Torah to him and guide him in Avodas Hashem. It's collected in a sefer called Magid Meisharim. And once the Magid revealed to him, this was in, brought down in Parshas Lech Lecha, Leil Shabbos, Chaf Gimel Teves, he revealed to him the sacred essence of his wife's soul, explaining that he should honor her accordingly. Rapam, on commenting on this Magid Meisharim, what the Malach told Rabbi Yosef Karoy, he said as follows. He said that one may be certain that the Beis Yosef followed the letter to the law, all the halachas regarding honoring one's wife. You can be sure that Rabbi Yosef Karoy, the author of the Shulchan Aruch, was mechabed his wife the way he was supposed to. However, as gigantic in Torah and as holy as he was, his perception of his wife was limited. Therefore, the Magid felt that with greater awareness of the lofty nature of his wife's soul, the Beis Yosef's respect for his wife would even be greater, which naturally would enhance their marriage even further. So you see from here this beautiful yesod, that we try to uncover the beautiful qualities of our wives and of our husbands, then we will honor them properly and our marriages will be enhanced accordingly. Hashem did this when he wanted to increase Avram's awareness of Sarah's lofty nature. They had the Hashem arranged that the three malachim should ask where his wife is, and Rashi brings the Chazal that the angels knew where Sarah was, but they wanted to endear her to Avram by pointing out her inherent modesty. When was the last time we observed our husband's or wife's virtues? And when was the last time, even when we noticed them, did we internalize them? You know, we go back from maybe way, way, way back. But as marriage progresses, who honestly can say that they notice these virtues in our spouse or even think about them at all? You know, and with a little bit of guilt, what do we say? What's our natural reaction when we don't appreciate and recognize the beautiful qualities of our husband and wife? We say, with our busy housekeeping work or working or learning and all that, with the many responsibilities of our growing family, who has the time for this? But the answer is that you make the time. The real benefits of internalizing a spouse's virtues as a mahalach hachayim, as an avodas Hashem, it requires taka time and patience and energy to do so. That is our priority. This is what we need to do. There are many, many moments in the day that can be utilized for this purpose. You know, when you're washing dishes or standing in line in the bank or waiting by a red light, and you think about your husband or wife's good qualities and you thank Hashem for it and you thank your spouse for it. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz advised couples to do this, to make a daily routine in doing what they can to notice each other's virtues, not just lip service. Oh, he's nice. Oh, she has nice manners, and this, so on and so forth, but repeating it with real focus, with constant repetition, until the awareness of one spouse's virtues becomes part of one's conscious mind, one's kishkis, and that awareness will create true building blocks to forge a love bond between the two. And it's never too late. You could be married many, many years. You start shifting that. Just like with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we try shifting. We have challenges, but we try to work on the Hakaras HaTayiv part of it. The same idea and appreciation and recognize the virtues, the more we will enhance a Shalom Bayis. So that's building block number one, which he calls recognizing your spouse's virtues. Building block number two, which we touched upon and we just mentioned it, which is connected very much to this, is the concept of Hakaras HaTayiv. The gratitude aspects, not just recognizing the Maila, now appreciating your husband or wife for them. Rav Chaim Friedlander cites the Stipler, Rav, who says that the love between spouses is generated by acknowledging the benefits that one receives from the other. This is the Yesod, again, regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. It's brought down through the whole Sefer Chayvus HaLevavos, especially Shar HaBechina, but all over in the Sefer Chayvus HaLevavos, that's how we come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by recognizing His toiv and being makar toiv to Him for it. The same thing you do, you express your hakaras toiv for your husband, for your wife, for the good things they do for you, always. That will increase the ahava you have towards them. It will increase the bond. A person naturally feels an attachment to someone he or she feels grateful for in any way. Someone offered to start a business, someone offered you professional advice, someone granted you a free loan. It will be maisif ahava and appreciation. So from the very onset of marriage, and no matter how long you're married, each spouse needs to immediately start this right now to recognize the benefits you receive from each other. It's often overlooked. A husband overlooks, but start observing and appreciating how many daily chores of housekeeping, child rearing that his wife does, and the cooking and the cleaning and preparing things for him. Especially with the young children, she has her hands full, changing diapers, washing clothes, folding laundry, building, tidying up the house, keeping one step ahead of all the needs of their home. When does the husband finally recognize these milas in his wife? Only chalila when the wife is incapacitated, sometimes Baruch Hashem because she had a new child, sometimes unchalila by illness, and then those chores fall on him, and then he recognizes how much she actually does. Rabbi Yossi in the Gemara called his wife Basi because she tended to his physical needs, sewed his garments, cooking for him. A husband needs to feel hakaras hatayif towards his wife for the fact that she actually carried his child for him. The burden of childbearing and actual pregnancy and childbearing and caring for an infant and caring for the children. And to be grateful because she acts as a chayma to him to protect him from sin against his yetzahara. By being with him physically, sexually. This is not a small thing. This is a tremendous hakaras hatayiv that one needs to have for one's wife towards that. And a wife towards a husband also for the benefits in these areas and what she receives from her husband. Whether it's household chores that he helps with, going to work every day, helping with the children when he helps them, feeding them supper when he does that, household repairs, or just secure by the fact that he's home. You know, strange noises, he checks it out, the insects he squashes for her, and so on and so forth. Whatever he does, a working husband that goes out with the financial aspects, of course Hashem provides parnasa, but he's a shliach for that. He pays the bills, or whatever he does. Each, you know, couple has a different dynamic of what each one does, but that's the idea. And the idea of each one to acknowledge their joint effort in raising their children. And energy and expenses are showered on each child, and it's a full-time responsibility, and it needs parental coordination at every level, but both of them together, and each parent should appreciate the efforts of the other, that they put in the kaiches they give to their children. In the midst of studying Torah, although it's a chiyuv for the husband, it's a joint effort between a husband and wife as well. And she plays a vital role in her husband's spiritual growth, in his pursuit of Torah. And she will get schar for it, like it's brought down in the Gemara. A woman merits Olam Haba by enabling her husband to study Torah. And a wife should feel like Hakaras HaTov that her husband wants to study Torah. Even if he's a part-time learner, that he opens up a sefer, that he learns, that he goes to tefillos. And a husband should be grateful to his wife for freeing him of those household chores and allowing him time to study Torah. And just the idea, which often we lose hope, focus on, rather, on the very fact that we're married. So many lonely people, older singles, still searching for their mate, divorced people, widowed people, and they're alone, they're lonely, and you're married. You're married. You have someone with you every night in your bedroom, and you're not alone. Marriage in and of itself fulfills many, many of a person's physical needs, emotional needs, psychological needs. It's a tremendous bracha, and if you think about it, it is truly, truly remarkable. And it deserves a lot of thought and to grow in that Hakaras HaTov. So when we really stop to think, we'll realize the list of things that we owe our spouse in Hakaras HaTov is limitless. And the Stipler once remarked that the gratitude between the husband and wife is endless. Or Chaim Friedland quoted the Stipler saying this. So you see from here, again, the first building block is recognizing one's spouse's virtues and the Hakaras HaTov. Both create a special bond. And again, repeating the same concept, doesn't make a difference how long you're married or how the negativity seeped into our consciousness or the apathy. We have to recognize it, work on it, dig deep, seeing the Nekudeis Tovos in our husband and in our wife, and it could drastically, drastically shift our marriage and our feeling towards our spouse for the better. That will be healing both for our spouse and for ourselves. Bracha v'atzlacha.